Hallo,
Hallo,
das ist Thorsten.
Friedrich hier.
Hey Friedrich.
Hi.
Moin, moin.
Wer ist schon alles da?
Du und ich.
Ah, okay. Wollte ich doch mal hören, was er so über die Admins hier verzapft.
Ach, gar nichts eigentlich.
Gar nichts eigentlich.
Nee.
Ja. Gut, sonst alles gut?
Ja, so endlich mal gutes Wetter hier.
Ah,
30 Grad, ich bin nicht gewohnt mehr.
die 3 Tage, die es ja in denen der Sommer kommt.
Ja, genau.
Ne, genau. Hast du eigentlich meine Mail nochmal bekommen von Erstattung von Ostern, vom Hackfest?
Die vom Hackfest nicht, ich habe die vom Admin-Wochenende. Warte mal eben.
Bin da jetzt länger dran.
Ja, ich brauche die Nummer.
Von?
Hier ist das Telefon.
Holst du da Dings? Ich weiß nicht welche, ich bin da jetzt länger dran. Das war die relativ spät vom Hackfest Hamburg, fürs Hackfest Hamburg.
Hi.
Hallo.
Hallo, Robert Einzel speaking.
Ah, Friedrich hier.
Hey Robby,
Mit
ich bin hier.
Wir können nur Deutsch schwätzen.
Bis jetzt.
Ach, ist noch gar nicht so viel los, oder wie?
Nee.
Friedrich, von dir habe ich nur eine vom 25. fürs Admin-Wochenende.
Ah, okay. Dann ist die andere untergegangen. Wie schickt
Wer ist
noch?
denn da noch Taschen?
Taschen, ja.
Hey, moin moin.
Ah, Taschen heißt.
Ja. Nutzt es überhaupt noch was, wenn es so spät kommt? Gibt es da noch Chancen?
Ja, klar. Mach mal erstmal.
Also gut,
Aber
dann schicke ich sie nochmal los nachher.
schaden kannst du nicht.
Ja, genau.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hallo.
Moin Flo.
Hallo.
Wir sind noch deutschsprachig bisher.
Ah, okay, perfekt. Wunderbar. Ja, klasse, dass ihr
Viel
auch
mehr
da seid.
mache ich auch
Perfekt.
noch nicht. This is Björn joining.
Hi Björn,
Ach,
Florian hier.
Björn, servus, grüß dich.
Hi.
Wie ist das Wetter in Hamm?
Es muss warm sein, es ist laut im Office. Meine Ultra 24 ist hart am Atmen.
Du bist das, der das so warm macht hier alles.
Soll ich dich mal an die Lüfter halten? Das ist richtig kuschelig da.
Das glaube ich, ja.
Hey
Hier
Thorsten,
fangen wir gerade zum
dann kann der Robby ja heute mal die Minutes schreiben. Nein, Spaß.
So, ich bin im Auto unterwegs. Ich habe kein Stift dabei, also soll mir relativ schwer.
Was glaubst du, was wir schon für Ausreden gehört
Ich habe mir übrigens beide Zeigefinger gerade gebrochen in der letzten halben Stunde. Und in der Stunde sind die wieder heil.
Ja.
Tschüss, Hitler, ich muss weiter.
Hier mal gucken, ob wir überhaupt noch andere Sprachen dazukriegen heute. Was haben wir einige abgesagt, glaube ich, ne? Charles kann ich, Michael kann ich und irgendjemand konnte, glaube ich, noch nicht.
Ja, Olivier konnte auch nicht.
Thorsten, du bist sehr, sehr leise. Ich verstehe dich so gut wie gar nicht.
Das kann ja wohl nicht wahr sein.
Ich verstehe ihn einigermaßen gut.
Also.
Das liegt nur daran, weil Thorsten so murmelt.
Mag ja. Mal jemand kurz einen Audiofilter für Asterisk schreiben?
Also Charles, Michael und Olivier hatten vorsichtig angekündigt, dass sie nicht kommen.
Fehlt noch Italo, von dem weiß ich nichts. Wobei der hat gesagt, er hat ohnehin gesagt, dass er irgendwie im Urlaub ist oder so. Von daher, ja, warte mal 2-3 Minuten, sonst haben wir Premiere und machen einen deutschen Call. Spricht ja auch nichts dagegen. Die Minutes sollten auf Englisch sein, aber der Call kann auch auf Deutsch sein.
Okay.
Good.
Anyone silently listening in the audience who's not speaking German?
Yeah, yes. You can go ahead.
Ah, hi.
Hi, Colin.
Sorry. Okay, now let's switch to English. No worries. Okay, let's wait one more minute or so and then start. What do we have on the agenda, by the way? Not that much, I guess, isn't it?
Fundraising, project communications.
And then some private stuff.
Two items for the private call, yeah.
Anyone mind if we put... who from the admins is there, Robert and Friedrich, if we put them in the private call, since it looks like could concern them as well, or shall we stay among the board?
Inviting the MC members, you mean?
No, the two admins, Robert Friedrich are here.
I wouldn't mind.
Looking at the agenda, it looks like it could concern them as well. So, Thorsten, objections? Quellen, anyone?
No.
I have maximum 1 hour time.
Yeah, I hope we are finished earlier.
The agenda is not that long.
Indeed. Okay, so who's going to write minutes? Who took minutes last time, by the way? They are still missing.
Do we need minutes at all if we are not doing any decisions today?
I think we should.
I mean, if we postpone the call anyway and do not do any decisions today, we don't need any minutes, right?
Good point.
Well, we should have empty minutes stating that there was no quorum and that we adjourned. But that's an easy task, so I would volunteer to do that.
Okay, yeah.
So that you're on the list. Yeah, Thorsten did take minutes. Like,
well,
in July.
Cheater. by the way, do we have a quorum? We have Thorsten, we have myself, we have Quellen, and then we have Björn for that. Hello?
Hello, Italo speaking. Hi.
No, we definitely have a quorum. but I wouldn't mind if we postpone the call so we don't have to take minutes just discussing. Would be okay for me.
I think we would have a quorum, so Björn, I think, would be representing Michael. I think Michael named him first.
Okay, then let's just write very, very short minutes so we have to form. So you volunteer, Thorsten?
Yes.
Okay, Thorsten, keep up the minutes.
I had to send last week, but I will do that as soon as possible.
Ah, okay, it was you taking them. Okay, no worries. I was just wondering who took them. But it's all right.
I took last week, and I still have to send that to the mailing list.
Ah, it's okay. Okay. So keeper of the minutes me. Keeper of the minutes Thorsten. Session chair me.
No.
Then who is in the call? Let's make a quick list. We have Quail. We have Ita. Who's talking in the background?
How can I mute?
Ah, okay. It's not you. You press star and one. And to unmute, you do the same.
Star and one.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'll mute for my son is...
okay. Ah, no problem. Okay, so we have Quellen, Italo, we have Thorsten, we have myself, we have Björn for Michael. Did I miss anyone? Quellen, Italo, from the board members or deputies. Quellen, Italo, Thorsten, Florian, and Björn for Michael. Okay, and that's it. Yeah, Quorum, I think it's all obvious. I think Torsten can copy the next items from the previous minutes. Quorum, everything was in time, and we need at least 3 positive votes to make a decision. Okay, shall we start with the project's communication since Friedrich and Robert joined?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, Björn, you want to start since I guess you started the topic?
Well, yeah. So we are growing quite a bit in all kind of sub-projects, and I think we need to really consider how to get communications between the projects going without people having to dig into the other sub-project and like becoming a member themselves, because that won't scale anymore. At least that's my feeling, and I think one of the points is we should really take more care to vitalize the project's mailing list and to get regular minutes out at least every 2 weeks or something, so that we see what is going on in different projects and what are people considering. The last occasion where this was causing some unhappiness was with me and Michael walking about the website repository and not really finding what is still in there, what is still gone, what is gone, and whatever. And for example, Michael didn't know at all that the website repository on Free Desktop was practically a dead repository. And, well, this is not healthy. So we should really, at least for these things where it is about entry points and finding actually what is going on somewhere else, we should really be very clear and get the projects together.
Okay, so maybe I can sum up what we have discussed at the Admin Weekend in Essen. I think that's a problem of the project at large communication, which is, I guess, normal since you already mentioned it. We've grown a bit, and what we've seen also from the admin side is that it's still a rather closed group, which in some parts is understandable when it comes to trusted content, but what we would like to do is indeed to get a bit more open and to communicate a bit more to the outside. We made a first step with the IRC channel and also want to, for example, introduce ourselves via wiki or website so people actually see some faces and names who is in the admin team. And then we also would like to start with something like similar to the easy hacks that we have for development, to have easy tasks for administrative stuff. And from a technical side, right now we have the problem anyone who wants to work deeper in the system needs full access to everything, which is, of course, a bit crucial. So we would like to virtualize more components in order to give someone, for example, full access to the wiki but not have root access to the mailing lists. That's a brief summary of what we have discussed in Essen.
Right. So just to make this clear, this is not a problem of the admin team. It's a general problem of the project, as you said. Just to name a few other instances where we had similar troubles was like with the feature page for 3.6, which from the timeline came a bit as a surprise, and we decided that the release plan schedule should probably have a slot like feature page has to be ready by then, and said, well, RC3 is a good idea to have it. So if we are releasing 3.7, that we have a feature page ready by RC3. So it's not like coming out of the blue sky and someone has to suddenly write in 2 hours a feature page. other things about the communication channels. I also heard an complaint by one member that this ominous choice of the new splash screen was done on Google Plus, which is not accessible to everyone. So not everyone has a Google Plus account, and not everyone is even seeing that. So we should consider such things too, that while a lot of people are using something like Google Plus, not everyone is doing it, and we should keep things that are affecting the whole project on com channels that are accessible to everyone.
Yeah, I agree. These channels should be an addendum, but the main channel should, at least in most cases, be the mailing list.
Well, we in general have problems with standardized or quasi standardized tools we use, not only to drive projects but to create new ones. For example, the extension page, which is run by Andreas, running on Clone, who nobody knows to administer, no? So this is a problem which has to be faced in at all, no?
Yeah.
Over the whole project.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Distributing knowledge, so to speak.
Yes. Having a pool of knowledge where we set up new things on, no?
Yeah. Is there anything we can do directly about it? Just an idea, it would be to spot a volunteer in each sub-project, like the one who didn't run away fast enough, and
guys, I have to go. Sorry.
and making just dig his nose into one of the other projects and try to find out how things are going on there, and report back to their team whatever he found non-obvious, non-blocking or burying his entry to the project, so finding the channels and stuff like that. Is that something we should do?
He raises the general problem that we have a problem to grow members of the community outside of development. That's a real problem. It's few people running many things, which from my point of view isn't that obligatory that we that it appears to be.
But right. I think one solution to that is to sometimes we have to maybe put back the actual work on the project to grow the community at all.
Yeah.
It might always seem totally important that we get some fix on the website in the product or in QA or whatever, but in the long term it is even more important to grow new members. So when someone like Team One comes along and actually offers to do a bug hunt session for the website, for example, and it turns out that it's pretty much Torsten, Michael, and me turning up there, and that is not that helpful in motivating a newcomer. Okay. Just as an example. There are examples elsewhere, and development does this can fail there just as other projects can. So, we have to take care of that, especially if the project sub-project is understaffed.
I think it makes sense if we maybe could combine this. In the admin team, we've been thinking about having someone for, let's say, internal communication, someone having a look at the open tasks and regularly nagging people that there are open tasks and overseeing who's in charge of what. And I think we don't have such a person yet to state it clearly, but I think that such a person could also act as a gateway to the outside.
Yeah. Well,
like a filter.
Yeah. So if whatever the team does internally to organize itself, if it does it on IRC, if it does it on Mumble, Skype, phone conference, whatever, it should probably happen on a mailing list in the end that at least once every second week there's some kind of note just showing what is going on in there. Because that alone might help someone who's interested in that get a grip of where to start and what are actually topics that need someone helping out. So
yeah. Well, so my perspective. So I'm not sure if posting bi-weekly minutes to some obscure location really helps the fundamental problem that you correctly identified, which is to get new people interested and dragged into the project. For that, I pretty much like Florian's idea bit better, which is some public-facing landing page per sub-project,
right,
with a nice handful of easy tasks and a nice friendly set of pictures of the main proponents of that, so that one can easily identify and one can easily start to work. For example, for the website, pointing to this TDF repo on GitHub would have easily solved that problem.
Yeah. I mean, we have that for development, obviously. Although I still think our EasyHex page is kind of overloaded, but development isn't that trivial, so we have to put a lot of information in there. I don't know if anyone has a fancy idea how to make that fancy and small and 100 words without losing any information, that would be most appreciated. But I think we can't do that. We did the same for QA and also just did EasyHex, and but I think that page is mostly ignored. I don't know if it is visited at all. So the question is, the medium is probably different for each sub-project and team.
Definitely.
The question is...
Somehow what I had in mind is from the main website to... this get involved hierarchy that has some some very nice, brief, concise page redirecting people to resources like, oh, are you interested in web development, or are you interested in hardcore C++ hacking, or are you interested in PHP hacking, please go here.
Yeah.
Yes, but if you don't have a really a team that's working on the page at all, so you won't realize that. The problem, every time I visit our pages to look for something, well, I get in hurry to leave them again because it's a really pain to come forward, no? It's not really maintained that way it should be. And that's because there is no really working team running the website maintainment.
But what I think, instead of complaining about what's wrong, if we,
yes,
for example, in the admin team make a start, I think it could also motivate others if it at least works a bit and brings some more coordination, some more volunteers inside. If others see this as a good standing example, then they might eventually join it. There's no guarantee, of course, but it's an option. So if we really make a start with that, getting a bit more outside, I think we made a very important step already. but if we go on with that and communicate a bit better, we might encourage other sub-projects to follow that path, I at least hope.
Yes, it's true that I sound kind of pessimistic telling this, but it's intended to raise the question why, for example, on the QR page, are there no visitors looking for QR tasks? No, you can design it perfectly if there is no one with interest going there, so it won't hit. You understand?
Well, for the QA page, it's just an assumption. It is hard to measure how many people come in, because most people or the easy hacks are designed in a way that people can work on their own and independent of any team. So I think this is quite an important part task, and maybe also something which has to be different for the website team. But for QA, you can start working without having ever to communicate with a QA team or coordinating with anyone. You can start right away to verify fixes, or you can start right away to confirm bugs. This is nothing you have to ever coordinate with a QA team.
That's true, but there's nothing coming along who wants to do so. So the question must be, who will look at a QA page? Who is driven to go there, and who is driven to do QA work? And I don't see those people.
Okay,
you understand?
Can I step in for a second? I think we go along a very long and twisted road here.
Yes.
I've minuted a few proposals, and I think, as usual in life, we should just start this very road, and we don't have to plan the map all the way to the end.
I agree.
So if you're not terribly offended, I would probably suggest I just minute that, and then everybody or every sub-project starts thinking about that individually, how to best move ahead, and we move on to the next topic.
Yeah, sounds good. Just a closing remark specifically for the admin stuff. Let's try to have a public call somewhere in next weeks and invite people actively to it, and see what comes out of it.
Yep.
Okay, so if there are no further comments or questions, I think it was even me adding the next agenda item, funding options and fundraising. To be honest, I don't have that much to say on it for the moment. Just wanted to share a bit the plan we've been discussing earlier on already. Looking back at last year when we managed to get nearly 100,000 euro in 1 month, and those 50,000 euro required for capital stock in 8 days. I think there is a lot of possibilities in fundraising, and my idea is that right now we have this PayPal button and we ask people please donate, but there is no specific subject they can donate to. And what I would like to come up with is a website or a little page where we describe in detail, just as a rough example, we want to have 3 more servers, we want to have 5 machines for developers, we need a travel budget for a LibreOffice conference of about 5,000 euro, and this and that, so people see exactly what they can contribute to. And I hope that we can foster donations a bit, because right now we have reached a stable state. If you look at our budget, we're rather safe, but we don't have enough air for further steps or further investments, for larger investments. And that's something I think we could work on with a dedicated fundraising campaign where people see exactly what they are donating for and what's being done with their money.
Yes, I think we should collect topics there, or things we want to spend money on.
Yep.
And I think we should not only put that on some page so people could look for it, but actually push that out, blocking about it. We now are looking for blah, blah, blah. We need this amount of money for this and that. Donate to us here. And So we could blog about it. We could even, if it's a bit bigger thing, we could even do a press release about it. Things like that. Because I think just giving people the opportunity to donate is something we should remind them that they are allowed to give us money is something we should do more regularly.
Yeah, yes. I was also thinking about a press release or getting more in public rather than just passively telling the world about it.
But we should probably reserve that for the real big fish. Like, I don't know, we want to build a skyscraper or something.
Okay, I'm in.
Well, my idea was to find one general topic per quarter, and then maybe find all the tiny or small packages that fit into this major goal, so that you can actually have a theme for one quarter and then another theme for the next, and so on and so on. Because then you can actually have press release about the theme of various minor packages that we want to collect donations for funding.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So tangential to that a bit, I added tasks to the board task list. One of them is to sign up for Bitcoin. We infrequently get requests from people that apparently use that. And
so it's not an April Fool's joke anymore.
Huh?
It's not an April Fool's joke anymore.
No, actually people seem to use that and do hold that currency and would probably be interested to donate if we would offer that rather than use this hated PayPal thing. Another thing for this hated PayPal thing is to have a thank you page that we can redirect to after the payment has been made. Maybe even point to the to be designed fundraising page so that people might be interested to donate even more.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, looking at the agenda, that's it for the public part of the call. Anything else? Otherwise, I would send the private data to Robert and Friedrich, and we could hear each other in a few minutes in the private room.
Right.
So I leave. I must go.
Okay. Then I'll send you the data, Friedrich. Okay.
Yep. Florian.
Yeah.
That might find a roll call, maybe.
Good point. Yeah, I forgot that. Sorry. So just raise your voice when you're in. We have Quaylen.
Yeah, here.
Italo?
Yes.
Thorsten, Florian, I just heard. And Björn?
Yes.
Okay, then we have everyone. Thanks. Then 2 or 3 minutes in the private room.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.